שער חש מן הנפש פר גימו. כל זה עבור זה מנשנס a very, very important concern that we should be concerned about and perhaps are not concerned at all. The cheshbon ha-nefesh, the person makes about his osed, about his future. Kishubizbon and Kate said, Shumechon le'atzim as mezonosov, all the things she was zokek lehem, he prepares about his future, his career, his livelihood, and his future. And he has to prepare for this. Also, there's a chance will be alive. I mean, simply, will you live your years out? You're preparing for a future career, a postgraduate career, a family career. Will you be around? And also, will you have enough from it? To be around, but not, Achmoslan, not have enough from that which you prepared. And also, a person has to make a cheshbon nefesh, and oimin l'seis l'derech rechoka. If you go on a trip, a long trip, there are many things that one has to take into account. First, many days beforehand, he has to look into Eizah Scharahim over the Sasachim of Makam Shu Nosea. What type of merchandise you sell? He's going on a business trip. So he has to figure out what type of commodities he should sell and which he shouldn't sell. He should find out what the market, what are the demands. Number two, you should know Bamen Nun Sora. How is he going to travel? By plane, by bus, by car. Ve'ezeh seder lekachas. And what should he take with him? Ve'ezeh chevra lenso'a. And who should be his friends? Who's going to sit with him while he travels? Ve'ezeh malonim l'schansim l'darko. Where is he going to stop? At which motel? Which rate? A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4. What star? How many stars? How many stars is this rated? All these things you have to take into account. And that's a good traveler. That's a person who gets the most out of his life. And therefore, she'enu yodea esma shabori gozar lof, she'yeh b'derech. We don't know where Kodesh Baruch Hu is gozar upon us. We're on the derech now. We're on a road. And for many of us, we're not even aware that we're on the road. V'mukhlal yichiyat shigil l'mchos chefso. We don't even know if we'll live that long to reach our destination and our tafkin in this world. So he says in very strong words that this world is an asiyah. We're traveling. Dvorim pshutim. We're traveling, but we very seldom hear this. We hear about preparing our careers, our future, but we don't hear about this, and we do hear about this, we smile. It's a joke. We're preparing in this world of traveling, and we should know this bonim, the derech harachoka, it's a long way to Olam Haba. Hashem lanu, niflot mimenu, lomonis mipanu. We can't run away from it. That'll be our destination. And therefore, we should make a cheshbon what we need for this derech. Bamer lekari mizboreinu, v'yom adin cheshbon agorot. And what are we going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With what are we going to come? And we add on one thing. It could be that we're preparing, and we could come to a big toast, that we're making a mistake. We're making a mistake in our preparations, in our chonis, and we're not going b'derech of the Torah. We find, as we said, oy lonu yom adin, oy lonu yom atuchocho, the Rish Lakish and Abba Kohen Bartolo, when Yosef exposed himself, revealed himself to his brothers, he said, Ani Yosef od Avichai. Chazal say the word Ani Yosef was the Toichach. When Rish Lakish, Abba Kohen Bartolo, read those words every single year, Ani Yosef, that's the biggest Musa Shmuz you can give. Ani Yosef, O Rabbi Chai. Those words, Ani Yosef, is Tochacha. So Beis Halevi asks, where is the Tochacha in those words, Ani Yosef? So he says two things. They were convinced that Yosef was dead. They were convinced, spiritually, definitely. He was spiritually dead. And number two, physically, the man that they're talking to, this individual in front of him, is the world's biggest Russia. He is a Yetzirah. He's the Mishlo Melech the Paro. And if Yosef is alive, surely it's not this person. Of any person in the world, it's surely not him. Therefore, when he said, Ani Yosef, what a shock. What a shock. That the whole life, of all these years, was one big toast. That's Teichacha. One big toast. To be able to live a life and to be convinced that you don't have the Moyach and the Koyach to understand and to tackle Shas. You don't have the Zikaron, you don't have the ability. You're convinced of it. And you go, Oy Lono Yom Adin, when they show you your IQ, and your Yitzhara, and your Tivus are nothing. You're much better than you thought you were. What a toast you made. What a mistake we're making. What a big toast. You were so sure you made a preparation. You prepared, as a person prepares as if Rahavli was a shaykh. He's a cut. He has no das, he hasn't got the ability. So I don't have that worry. I'll go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'll say, I don't have the ability. I had a big, big, big Yitzhar. I had a big Yitzhar. And we'll come to Yom HaDin, and we'll find a big toast. A big mistake. A fantastic mistake. And this, who is afraid of this? We're afraid of this? No. Reish Lakish was afraid of this. Reish Lakish was afraid. Abba Kohen Barlow was afraid. Abba Lazar was afraid. This is how he learned the Pasuk Chumash. This is how he took life. These are the mistakes. Am I making the right decision? Am I making the right decision? Is Benogea Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I making the right decision? Am I Mahalach HaChaim? Am I shatzing up myself properly in terms of giving my Din V'Cheshbon Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oy lanu yom adin, oy lanu yom atochocha. To come lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinei ayom bo boi patanur, keitzecho amonu la'alu mimezeh. The day will come, the burning fire. And how can we run away? Shanosim ha'olam ha'bo, we're grinding to olam ha'bo, neskamil of yom yom yosef yosef. We're getting closer to this day of olam ha'bo. We should realize this. We're getting closer to olam ha'bo. People say, what will be the future? What's going to be? What's going to be with this? What's going to be with this? What's going to be with this? And what's going to be the Yasin Rabba or Olam Haba? What's going to be with every individual? This doesn't enter our mind. Don't talk that way. Especially you're too young to talk that way. So he says, B'yosh HaDerech Elov Hi Kol Kach Aruko Mokam Amnucha Shal Nefesh Hi Kol Kach Rachok. So he asks the obvious question. So far away in the future, Ma'aduim Kainin Onu Samim Lev Liskor is Achrisay. Why are we concerned about that? So if we're concerned about nothing, live today for tomorrow you may die, live it up. I couldn't care less what tomorrow will bring. And tomorrow mean tomorrow, Mamish. This is our tab. But we are concerned about our future. Our future bothers us and we're concerned. We're concerned. A boy was told the joke. A joke. The parents right away called the yeshiva. I was told that what? That Yale University doesn't accept anyone from YU in a certain program. Boy, you said it. The parents, everyone felt for it. No concern. It's only second year. Only second year in high school. And they felt for it. The parents were all up in arms. They felt for it. But it means something to them. It means a great deal to them. Should we like to that? Don't make fun of that. The parents wouldn't like if I would know, they would know I'm making fun of them. Hey, serious. Alachas kamakamo. Olam haba. Din the cheshvin. Olam haba. We're not doing Canaan on his son and lay this score as accuracy. We don't think about it all. They don't know Hoshin or Seder should start with Lokomoy. Lana, we don't think of the provisions. What are we going to take with us? What are we going to take with us for the examination? You can bring in all the swarm you want. Open book. Open book. You can bring in Shas with you. But I don't know Shas. There's nothing to bring in. You can bring all your misses and ice and tigers. All, everything. I don't have anything to bring. Open book. That doesn't bother us. My nicham is all my ball. I can't. I'm a tapin. Achovenu akufanim. Vishochim is machovenu aruchim. Because we're so engrossed with our bodily needs, our pains, that we forget about our ruchnis. And ovdim is yitzreinu ara, v'ozim is avodis yitzreinu. We worship our yitzahara, and we forsake avodis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ovdim l'tavosenu, v'ovdim l'lokeinu. We are over our taivus. We're over our taivus. Our main concern is our taivus of Olam Hazeh. And therefore he says to us, we're blind. Our moich is metamtik. It's blocked. And he quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Shachru v'lo yayin, no v'lo shechru. That we're shikur and we're drunk. We didn't drink any wine. We can't walk in a straight path, no. We're wandering. Lo shechur. We're like shikurim. And yet we didn't drink any wine. No beer. No alcohol. So this indicates that our moyach is mevubel, mixed up and confused. And the only way a person can ever have any hargashas alev is sifri musr. This is not meant to make us sick, make us sad and depressed. You want to depress yourself, learn chayvus avodas. You want to get good and depressed. There's enough in this world can depress you. With your yetzer hara can destroy you. This is supposed to elevate us. And he mentions as follows. The cheshbon ha-nefesh in 16, Shishasar, a person has to remember Shukfar Chai, Zman Ra Bolam, Shisofo, Moi Mos Olech Miskarif. That death is on the way. He should know his outcome, his Achris Hayamim, will be death. And that may come pitom, suddenly. Without any idea, without 24 hours to live from the doctor. It can come suddenly and without any type of remozim. Hamavis poked is b'riyadim b'chol chodesh, every month, every day of the month, every hour of the day, every minute. Shehamavis poked yosim anoshim zekinim asher anoshim b'gil amida. He's talking about the tafshin nun hay. Not every year. Don't think that Misa, the Zekanim have a monopoly on Misa. She'ein ha-movis pogea yoser ba-noshim Zekanim ma'asher ba-noshim begil ha-mida u-ma'asher ba-churim norim, yolodim, yonkim u-pokeidus ha-noshim b'chol gil, b'chol zman, b'chol mok. Ha-metzias ha-dok. You get shocked, we shook up. A little child, a young woman, it shook up. As we think it's a chiddush, it's a chiddush nor. It's no chiddush. It's no chiddush. Between the atzim mashal, and he gives a following mishalim of a mafkid and a malvin. The first is a mafkid, etzlo bekodin. If you have a bekodin and there's no kaviyah zman, that means the mafkid can collect the bekodin from the nifkad for the shomer whenever he wants. He doesn't tell him. That's the most nerve-wracking thing he can ever go through. You know that the bus, the train, the plane is going to stop and pick you up. The bus will pick you up right in front, but it's not going to wait for you. It's not going to wait. Now, you better be out there. Can you imagine hours and hours I'm waiting for that bus? I don't know when it's going to come. I'll be there when I get there. When will it be? The most nerve-wracking thing. When you have an exam, where is it? I don't know. What time? I don't know. But someday. I don't know when to prepare. I have to be on my guard. I'm taking an exam at any moment, of any time, of any day. And I have to be prepared. So go Bosa Rov, go Bosa Chazaka, Ibrahim Shim Shana, the average man is 70 years, I got a good 50 to go, wait the last moment, it's the age of 69, is everyone by the age of 69, 69 and a half, 70 years minus a day, then I'll start to pull up. I just got a checkup from the doctor. The doctor told me myself I'm good for another 30 years. In fact, I may compete with Moshe Rabbeinu. I may compete with him. So was there already, where's the rush? What's the rush? If you realize, however, that any moment in any day, and you should have the following mushrooms of Bekod, especially if you learn that Chazoka Einon Pereh Tov Zmano, it's learning about Yohavor, not by Bekod. The Malva, the Bafkid, the Nifkid knows also, the Nifkid also knows. So you can tie in Parati. Even if you'll tell me the second mushroom, I have. So Malva is a chutzpah to ask. No, Lova needs the money, and Noiva Loiva, Bira Dover. He's not going to pay. He's not going to pay Tozmano. The Haitian knows the mushroom even for Adam Ludamus, as Asma Bolmazel, Mishachai, the Chavir Chol. However, it's not a chov kavua, it's a stam. Chaver lo kava lo zman peroyim misri. According to those we shown him, Adam ain more important to zman, is only on zman kavua, not a stam halvoya. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a stam. Bein lenav she menucha shipor lo es mashu chayiv lo. So never have menufas lenuchas anefesh. He's chayiv to pay him. He's chayiv. We're chayiv to pay the boy olam. Ma'ashu chayiv lo. Tamuras a tovish also ito. Because it's a tamura. He does tovis, and you have to give back your nefesh. If a person thinks this way when he's young, in his zman rab olam, umal al zechrono, ki rabim make ilo kavar nasar al olam, alach al afanav, this gives a chizik. If he sees around him the people are nifter, but she give him a chizik, what the mechazik himself in mitzvahs. As it says, Tov lelechaz l'beis ovel, l'melechaz l'beis mishneh. So usually when you go to beis ovel, what do you speak about? What do you speak about the beis ovel? A person that was 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, especially was healthy, and was nifter. So all you speak about is the last days. How did he die? And the ovel repeats it 1,000 times. Goes over again and again and again and again. How did it happen? As if we have no idea. We have to tell them that people die. It's a chayra. Both side people die. We don't live forever. So all we focus is on the death. We don't speak about the 90 years of his life. The death. As if what? If I tell you about death, as if I can escape it. Tell me what happened. He walked down the stairs and he skipped the scare. So I'll try to escape that. I'm going to speak tomorrow. Come on, this. Speak about the life that he lived. Speak about the life that he didn't waste his life, or he did waste his life. Speak about the chayim. As if, what, I'll find out the Misa, now it won't happen to me. He died, but not me. Tell me how he died. So what's the purpose of Tov Lelechaz Beis Ovel? It's not to find out how he died, but to try to prepare yourself for death. To prepare yourself. This is Tov Lelechaz Beis Ovel. Not to spend all the time in the Beis Ovel, speak about his death. Plutzlan. He said alone, he was nifter. Veinenu. And we tie this over and go repeat this and repeat this and repeat this. Felt that I didn't think he died. That he went to the hospital. And the hospital also didn't. Because all my days and days, how people think he didn't die, but he did die. So one said he didn't die. Or other guys say he did die. Then everyone's listening to this. Tov lelechaz beis ovel means that there's a death. That's a Messias Adover. The Kavanaso, the person Shalibo or Hanochem Apikech, Messiah Lifneino of Tommy the Sofo, he should know that's a Sof. Adam Heveldom, Yamal Kesel Oider. Is right, that's what you should know. It's an idea, Tovul Lechas, is Mechazik herself and Akiyam HaMitzvahs, to make Achana. That's the Tovul Lechas. But not to make the Dogish Chazik on death. As if he'd never, I'm surprised, the man was lifted. How come? How come? It's a plea. Well, you think you'll live forever? Is to Mechazik us to do Mitzvahs. This is the Din V'cheshbon a person has to make, and this is not to be the Atzvahs, but the Mechazik, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I got a jolt. Baruch Hashem, I got a push. Baruch Hashem, I got a chizuk to become a greater Oyver Hashem.